I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use promo code HILLS when you sign up. Pick any team during week two. Bet $1 on them and win $100 if they win. That's code HILLS, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I want winners.
All righty, on the line is Radio.com Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Nick is brought to us by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Go sign up for BetRivers.com today. They will match your initial deposit up to $250 so that you can really win big on your very first bet. And Nick joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hey, Nick.
Mully and Haw, great to talk to you guys on this beautiful Thursday ahead of a week two in the National Football League. Great to be with you and the great people of Chicago.
How long does it take till we learn something about these teams, Nick? You know, I thought it was interesting to kind of look around, look at the lines, think about no fans in most of the stadiums and how that would affect the hometown team and all that. 3 points for being at home, or is it? What's the takeaway? Did you learn anything in week one about the way that Vegas and the odds makers are looking at this football season?
You know, I think we really just need to hone in on specific teams as opposed to like kind of like an overarching philosophy here. So I think there were some teams that we did not learn a lot about, like the Houston Texans, for instance, last Thursday night against the Chiefs. Like, they got handled pretty handily by what many, including myself, consider to be the best team in the National Football League. Did we learn a lot about Houston in that game? I don't really think that we did. Like, they lost to a team they were supposed to lose to. But, like, conversely, you look at a team like the Philadelphia Eagles and the way that game went last Sunday against the Washington football team, and I don't want to, like, be prone to hyperbole here, but I kind of feel like their season may be over almost before it starts already. Like, that offensive line is absolutely dreadful with the injuries they've got along it here. We're unable to protect Carson Wentz last week. Wentz unable to get the ball out of his hands quickly. Got Aaron Donald and the Rams coming to town on Sunday. So I think there were some teams that we did not learn much about last week, but there were other teams that I think we definitely learned a lot about in week number one.
So how about one of those teams that gets a lot of action and interest is the Patriots. And, you know, with Cam Newton, I think there was a lot of uncertainty, a lot of questions about what he was going to mean to this offense and how he would assimilate himself. And you look, Nick, and boy, you know, he looked like Cam Newton did years ago. How did that change the profile of the Patriots?
Well, for me, not much, because I kind of expected the Patriots to be very good, David. Like, I love the Patriots this year. I think the Patriots are going to win the AFC East. They were my dark horse Super Bowl pick at 22-1. And I think they kind of showed you, like, what they're going to do this year. And it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, right? Like, I think I said this with you guys last week. Josh McDaniels, when he was the head coach in Denver, catered an offense around Tim Tebow. And Cam is infinitely better than Tebow, so it's not to compare the two as quarterbacks. But, like, you knew that this was what they were going to do. A power running scheme with Cam Newton, you know, calling the shots, running the show, lean on that defense. And I think the opt-outs of the Patriots defense, I think a lot was made of that, probably too much. They still have the greatest coach of all time in Bill Belichick here. Patriots are 4-point underdogs this weekend, Sunday Night Football, on the road in Seattle. I like New England to cover the spread here. Anything above 3 points, so you get 4, you get 3.5 at Bet Rivers. I think that's a good bet for New England. Patriots going to play ball control here. Seahawks last weekend were outstanding throwing the football, but I mean, that was against the porous Swiss cheese Atlanta secondary. I don't think Seattle and Russell Wilson will be able to do that this week against Stephon Gilmore and the Patriots. So I like the Patriots on Sunday Night Football getting anything above a field goal.
I'll give you an opinion about tonight. I believe Joe Burrow is greater than Baker Mayfield. What about wagering? Do you have an opinion?
You know, what's funny is I asked this question on Twitter on Sunday, and I was being serious. Like, is Baker Mayfield bad? Like, is that like an outcome that like maybe some of us like we all blamed Freddie Kitchens last year, and I'm not saying like it wasn't Freddie Kitchens' fault, even if Baker's bad, but I think we may have to start accepting that Baker Mayfield just might not be very good. Now, the jury's still out. We'll see, but I mean, he's running away from pressure when pressure isn't even there. Like, a lot of the signs for Baker Mayfield are not great right now. With that being said, though, if you're going to bet this game tonight, the only way I would look against the spread would be laying it with the Cleveland Browns at home. This is historically a horrendous spot for a rookie quarterback on a short week, on the road, especially given like no real offseason, no preseason, lack of training camp practices here. Browns are going to lean on this defense, obviously, this ferocious front led by Myles Garrett. Hopefully no helmet swinging this time like we saw the last time he was on Thursday Night Football. I think the Browns are going to suffocate the Cincinnati Bengals offense here. And the Browns will lean on the run game with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Now, I want everyone to do this. Check out the injury report heading into tonight's game before you place a bet, because the Browns have a lot of important players that are questionable, including both tackles, Jack Conklin, Jedrick Wills, wide receiver Jarvis Landry, among others here. So it's not, I don't think the Browns are a lock, and the injuries may change how I feel about this here, but leaning towards the Browns, and if I had to play the total, I would go under 43. Thinks that this will be a lower scoring game on both sides, almost regardless of who plays and who doesn't.
Nick, the Rams were surprising to me against the Cowboys in the way that they played and pulled that one out, and then they go on the road this week to the Eagles. I was a little surprised the Eagles opened up as favorites there. What are you expecting from that game, and do you believe in the Rams?
Well, I'll say this early. I always will promote my show because I'm a shameless self-promoter, but like on You Better, You Better at the beginning of the week, we always say like, bet this side now because the line's going to change, and that's exactly what happened in this game. We bet the Rams, myself and my co-host Ken Barkley. We bet the Rams getting points. Now the Rams are obviously the favorite in the game. Now I still think that late Eagles money may come in on Sunday, and like we may see this close around to pick them, maybe the Eagles as a small favorite. But I think the Rams deserve to be favored in this game here. Like, this to me is more about the Eagles than it is about the Rams and the problems that they're going to have on the offensive line. Like, Lane Johnson may be back, fine. You know, Miles Sanders may be back, great. I don't know that it really matters here. The totality of this line is terrible, and you're going up against Aaron Donald and a Rams defense that looked a lot better than expected week number one against the Cowboys. So the only way I would look in this game would be the Rams. As for the Rams, as far as like the whole season is concerned, it was encouraging on Sunday night against Dallas. I think some of that had to do with Dallas's very poor coaching, especially offensive play calling by Kellen Moore. It looked like Jason Garrett was coaching the team. I was someone that was bullish on Dallas. That made me feel worse about the Cowboys. So I think jury's still out on the Rams. But as far as this game on Sunday, I do like the Rams to win and cover in Philly.
What are your best picks for the weekend? What do you really like?
Well, I love the Patriots, like I told you, on Sunday Night Football against the Seahawks. I like the Titans as a big favorite at home against Jacksonville. Jaguars, if you look at the box score, they got pretty lucky last week in beating the Indianapolis Colts. You know, Derrick Henry absolutely owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. Big game for Derrick Henry. I think the Titans grind the Jaguars into dust coming up on Sunday. It's a square pick, but I like the Buffalo Bills laying 5.5 on the road in Miami. You know, the Patriots kind of showed you how you can attack this Dolphins defense last week. The Bills run a similar offense here, and I think this is last chance saloon for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Dolphins play the Jaguars next week. If I had to bet, and hey, I'm a betting man, I think we'll probably see Tua Tagovailoa in the starting lineup next week for the Miami Dolphins. Also kind of like the Arizona Cardinals a little bit, laying 6.5 at home against the Washington football team. We saw, you know, despite the fact that Carson Wentz was on his back for a lot of the game, almost threw for 300 yards last week, and I think that portends poorly here for the Washington secondary against Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins and company. I would lay anything under a touchdown with Arizona against Washington. So those are a couple of the bets that I really like coming up on this NFL Sunday.
Nick, we know you're a big NBA guy. Nuggets dispatch of the Clippers. Now they have the Lakers. What do you like about or don't like about that series in the Western Conference Finals?
Well, I think the Lakers are going to win the series. I don't know that that's like Full Metal 11, like breaking news type stuff for me here. I think that this is a very, it's just basketball-wise, like there were actual basketball cases to be made for the Nuggets against the Clippers. Like the Clippers were picked by almost everybody, but like I think everyone pretty much universally acknowledged, like, okay, the Nuggets have some real matchup advantages in this series here. So not ultimately the most shocking thing in the world, what we saw transpire. Maybe the way it happened was really shocking. The Nuggets do not have those same types of advantages here against the Lakers. So I actually think, and like, I'm not advocating that people do this, but the series price, I feel like, is underpriced. Lakers, I think I saw yesterday, were like minus 640, which is obviously a huge number to lay. So I'm not being like, oh, we'll put the mortgage down on it, but I actually do think there's some value there with the L.A. Lakers. I expect the Lakers to win the Western Conference Final, advance to the NBA Final. And as for the East guys, I think the Boston Celtics bounce back coming up in game number two against the Miami Heat. They're getting more respect in the market now off the loss, a 2.5-point favorite after they closed at 1.5 or 2 in game number one. Boston controlled the vast majority of that game the other night, up by 12 heading into the fourth quarter, and then kind of collapsed down the stretch here. I think the Celtics are the better team in totality here, and I would come back on the Celtics not only for this game, but I also still think the Celtics win the series. And I think you can get a pretty nice number there, like plus 140, plus 150 on the Celtics to come back and win this series against the Miami Heat. And then I think we get what the NBA probably really wants right now, Lakers-Celtics in the NBA Finals.
Tiki Barber says that Saquon Barkley is a two-down back, says that he doesn't want to hit anybody and had a terrible week one. Do you think he's going to recover against the Bears? What's your thought?
Well, you know, the whole Tiki thing. Like, I actually think Tiki is like a borderline Hall of Fame player, but like, Tiki has not endeared himself here locally in New York to Giants fans after he crushed Eli Manning after he retired, and then Eli went and won the Super Bowl in his first year after Tiki retired. So I think that was pretty much it for Giants fans and Tiki Barber at that point. But I mean, yeah, criticizing Saquon Barkley is ridiculous. I mean, there was nothing for him to do in the backfield there in that game on Monday night, and I don't think the Giants should have picked Saquon, so I'm not trying to defend the pick or defend the player. I just think that was a ridiculous take by Tiki Barber. As for the game on Sunday, it's tough, right? It's my hometown team against your guys' hometown team, right? The Giants and the Bears here. I don't have much of a desire to pick this game against the spread, although I do think the Bears will win. The bet that I do like here, I like the over a little bit, guys. And I came on the show last week and I told you the Bears were going to win. Maybe got a little lucky. But they did win the game and they did put up some points. And Trubisky did look good in the fourth quarter. This Giants defense, guys, is horrendous. And I think looked a little better on Monday night as Ben Roethlisberger was shaking off the rust in that game. And I think, like, if those two teams played again, the Steelers could put 40 on them. I think the Bears are going to put up a number on the Giants here. And it's like the squeaky wheel philosophy in fantasy football where the guy that complains gets the ball a lot. I think we're going to see a monster game from Allen Robinson on Sunday. Force feed him the ball. No one on the Giants can cover Allen Robinson. I like this over, and I like this Giants offense a little bit too. So I think the Giants can score. I think the Bears can score. Give me the over. I'd have no interest in playing the spread, but I do think the Chicago Bears win, and Matt Nagy and company will have for the second week in a row, guys, in the post-game locker room. My favorite, your favorite, our favorite, Club Dub.
Thanks, Nick.
Good
appreciate
stuff.
It, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys. Yeah, wishing you and all the great listeners this weekend minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Great stuff. That was Radio.com Sports betting insider Nick Costas. Nick is brought to us by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Again, go sign up for BetRivers.com today. They'll match your initial deposit by up to $250. You must be 21, present in Illinois or Indiana, from Illinois or Indiana, new users only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. All righty, we're going to talk to our guy, Dan Bernstein, next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
I don't have a disco in here. I don't have a disco. Well, let's all start dancing.
What a time to be a Chicago sports fan. Start your day with a Score and listen all day, every day. The Bears are back.
Touchdown, Bears!
And both the Cubs and Sox are among the hottest teams in baseball.
Let's win!
Lock it on the Score all day so you don't miss a minute of what we do best. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, it's Dustin Rhodes. Football, it is finally back. We just heard from our buddy Nick Costas from You Better Your Bet. You know, he suggested some picks, and those picks could be worth $10,000 with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up today at radio.com/picks. Just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spread, no lineups. Totally free to enter. Last week, I was able to pick 10 games right. But the game that I was most confident in, that team down in Indianapolis, they laid an egg. So here we go. This week's top pick, for me anyway, is going to be that football team from the Bay Area, that team with the initials SF. All right, that's the number one pick for me, regardless of the spread. $1,000, folks, it's up for grabs each and every week. $10,000 at the end of the year. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Football Pick'em. Sign up now at radio.com/picks.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use promo code HILLS when you sign up. Pick any team during Week 2. Bet $1 on them and win $100 if they win. That's code HILLS, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
This segment is brought to you by Burlington Stores. Have you been back to Burlington lately? Your store is restocked with unbelievable deals on amazing brands you love. Hurry in today. Amazing values are arriving every single day, so whether it's back to school, work, or just back, you'll love Burlington. Burlington, love the deal.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/today.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
This segment brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
As a roofer, the last thing you need is to not have what you need. So when it comes to roofing materials, the Home Depot has you covered for every job. We carry underlayment, leak barriers, starter strips and shingles from top trusted brands like GAF. With bulk discounts and job site delivery, we have everything you need for the entire roofing job under one roof. Take your next roofing job from start to finish with one stop. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.
What happens if a child can't read by third grade? They are four times less likely to graduate high school. If that child lives in poverty, they are 13 times less likely to graduate. The greatest predictor of your child's success in school is the number of books they have in their home. But 61% of low-income families have zero books at home. Now, more than ever, children need books. Luckily, you can help. Go to ifyougiveabook.com to buy a book.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
What do you want to da-da-da?
What do y'all want to da-da-da?
I'm not a doll with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-kay.
We could sa enough to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive, da, and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to help and remind you that you are not alone. Join us Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for a two-hour in-depth discussion with Katy Perry, John Bon Jovi, Demi Lovato, Luke Combs, members of TLC, and many more, along with some of the most respected names in helping and healing, to share their thoughts. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our